Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's DeStefano's Den with sports guy TJ DeStefano here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and thisisgold.net. Good morning, sports fans. Welcome inside DeStefano's Den on Westmoreland Saturday Morning. We're on at 7:30 on 98.7 and 107.5 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, thisisgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano, and as always, we're talking sports. And today we're talking Ligonier Valley High School softball with head coach Mark Zimmerman about their great season, and they finished state runner-up as well. Coach, good morning. Congrats on a great year, and I appreciate you coming on today.
Well, thank you. You know, it's always a pleasure to, whenever I have a chance, talk about my girls or whatever. But, everybody, the papers, the radio, everybody's been very, very kind to us during this run, and it's really no problem for me to come on here, and I certainly appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, we appreciate you having. You always like first-time guests as well. A few things before we get into your season. First, you've been the head coach at Ligonier Valley for 22 years. That's a long time. So talk about how you've seen this program develop over that period of time.
Well, we started – back in 2000. We started back in the year 2000. And me and Patty Schaefer then, Patricia Haupt now, but, we inherited a team that had just lost Melissa Mosco, who, grew up, played West Point Little League, and learned to pitch there, and she pitched very well through high school. Well, when she graduated, there wasn't not only another West Point girl there wasn't a girl there that, really had much ability to pitch, and we had some girls give us a good effort, but so the first 8 years we really struggled. We had some good athletes, we just didn't have any skilled girls, meaning pitchers. And so in 2008, when Christine Henderson came along, then the fortunes really started to change. I mean, from there on out, we had, it seems like we always had solid pitching, we always had some nice athletes, we just had trouble keeping ourselves in the ball game with the pitching. So when 2008 come along, then our fortunes changed, and we've been riding a pretty good wave of not only pitchers but good solid players along the way.
Now, Ligonier Valley joined the WPIAL this year. The school had been in District 6 in the Heritage Conference. So what were your thoughts on coming to the WPIAL? And obviously, your first year went very well.
It went, surprisingly well. We weren't sure what to expect. I mean, we wound up in a section with, teams that we weren't familiar with. It wouldn't have mattered what sex we ended up with, we're going to be familiar with them. But
yeah,
but Steel Valley and Seton LaSalle and Sarah Catholic and Apollo and they turned out to be very, very formidable opponents. They had good pitching, solid lineups, and we really enjoyed the schedule that we got to play there and the teams we got to play with the District 6 schedule. The Heritage Conference, We enjoyed ourselves there. The biggest trouble was that being in Ligonier, Westmoreland County, we were more of the WPIO family. I mean, everything about us comes out of Greensburg, Latrobe, all that stuff. And they're Whipple schools. And where we were, in District 6, we got a lot of coverage from Indiana papers, from the Altoona Mirror, and, the Blairsville Dispatch. But not a lot of people in Ligonier get that. Not a lot of people, would get to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, they said, "Oh, how come we don't get much coverage?" And I said, "Well, we're getting about the right amount of coverage. We're just not in the area that's conducive to us." But we really look forward to moving. We were hoping to get exactly what we got. A good solid schedule with competitive teams. And not only our section schedule, but our exhibition schedule was loaded up real nice too. And so we got we got to where we wanted to be. We wanted to be in the WPIAL, and we're just happy to be here.
Now, everybody has been dealing with COVID. So how did your team handle this whole situation?
Well, you know, nobody liked it, that's for sure. Yes. You know, I mean, last year we played two scrimmages, and then we had scrimmaged up at Hempfield. And, you know, me and Bob Kelp talked after the scrimmage, and he said it doesn't look very, very optimistic. And I know when we left to go up there, they had told the girls to clean out their locker. So you know, it come, and it stopped everything as far as, the high school version. Some of the girls got to play their travel teams. They got to play in the summer, and so they got to play some. And then as the school year, you know, opened up, and then it finally rolled around to spring sports, usually we try to get started in the late fall and winter indoors and stuff. And the school said that they would really just like to stay with whatever sport was in season. And I understand that. That's fine. So we really didn't get a chance to start almost till spring got here, till the spring season got here. And so, you know, everybody had questions, you know, like what's it going to be? I mean, how are we going to be? What's going to happen or whatever? But all in all, I think the girls handled it as well as they could. You know, I mean, I felt bad for the seniors. I mean, they lost, you know, they lost their senior year. There's nothing anybody could do about it. Yeah. You know, so, but they handled it pretty well.
Now, on to your season. As I mentioned, it was a really good one. 11-0 in section play, champs of Section 2, 22-3 overall. You finished third place in the WPIAL playoffs and were state runners-up. Also, you guys had 17 shutouts and allowed only 12 runs all season. Very impressive. So just talk about the year.
Well, the year, you know, as the year got started, we got everybody back together. You know, we liked Maddie Griffin. I mean, we knew that Maddie Griffin was going to be more than solid in, you know, on the mound. Mm-hmm. And so we said, well, you know, we'll take whoever else we got coming back. Haley Boyd had come back. She had played as a freshman for all the more the freshman season we had, but we knew she was going to be a special girl. And so, we said, well, we're going to, you know, just throw Maddie out there. We're going to build around, you know, build around Maddie and see what happens. And we played, four or five games, and things were, you know, going really well. And we had an opportunity to play Mount Pleasant, and we knew they were, you know, really loaded, and they had the whole nine yards. And we played well against them, and, you know, we took that as saying that, you know, hey, listen, I think we can compete with anybody. You know, we'd already played, I think, Bell Vernon and Punxsutawney and, you know, some of those other schools. And so we were feeling pretty good about the season, you know, once it got started. It was a lot of, you know, guesswork in the early on as to what was going to happen. But as it turned out, it worked out pretty good for us.
Yeah, and you mentioned Mount Pleasant. That was your only regular season loss. And Mount Pleasant, they were the 3A WPIAL and state champs this year. I talked to their coach, Chris Brunson, last week. They had a great season. So obviously, that game was a good test for you, as you mentioned there a little bit ago.
It was. You know, we put some girls on base. We clipped a few of them. We walked some. But we had said, you know, I mean, this lineup's so strong, we just can't throw the ball down the middle. Mm-hmm. Or it's going to be, you know, bombs away time. So, I know we worked out of some jams. You know, they left a bunch of girls on base. We left some on base. You know, they got a couple hits when they needed them. But yeah, we really looked towards that game as we, you know, when we come out of there, we said, Maddie did a great thing. Maddie had 16 or 18 strikeouts in that game. And, you know, nobody strikes him out that many times, you know. And I said, well, you know, I think things are going to go okay for us here. We've got to keep trying to build our offense up a little bit, because I don't think we're going to give up a lot of runs. I mean, that was our thinking early on, especially after the Mount Pleasant game. You know, we said, well, this was, you know, that's just such a strong lineup that we were really, really pleased with the way we played against them.
Now I want to talk about the WPIAL playoffs first. You guys beat California 12-0, Neshanic 1-0, then lost to Shenango 3-1 in the semifinals, but then you beat Fraser 4-0 in the third place consolation game. So talk about your WPIAL playoff run.
The run started well enough. You know, we played, like as you said, we played California, and you know, had a good time there. And then, you know, Neshanic, Shenango, and these schools, you know, they're schools I've heard about, you know, had no idea just that they were long in the WPIO and all that jazz, you know. And we were able to get a walk-off win against the Shannock, and then we came in against Shenango that had a really strong pitcher, Ned Edwards girl. You know, we made a mistake here in defense early in the game and, you know, give up some runs. And then it was one of those games, you know, it seems like the whole playoff run, the whole Whipfield tournament was bothered by rain. I mean, we either were sitting in rain delays or in rain delays or had to come back and finish games or whatever. But the Shenango game was a tough game. But we come back the next day, I think in the third inning or something, and we scored a run right away. And then we had you know, ample opportunities to score more, but we didn't. And you know, hey, hats off to them. They had a really strong team. And then we got to play Fraser, another school that I'd heard about. You know, they were state champs a couple years ago. And so, you know, I mean, you know, that's a, you know, strong, solid program. And we played them up in Norwin, and, you know, we got away there from there with a 4-0 win. But they were a solid team, you know. And so the first time, you know, through the Whipfield playoffs was pretty much what we expected. We knew there were going to be some really strong teams there. Just we were able to keep track of some of them just in, you know, what they were doing, winning and losing. And we knew that some of these schools were going to be the real deal, and they were. And you know, some of them have their girls coming back for next year, so you know, it's not going to get any easier.
And then in the state playoffs, you guys beat Sharpsville 3-2, Chestnut Ridge 1-0, Union City 6-1, then lost to Line Mountain 1-0 in the championship. Now, we're going to talk about the championship game here in a moment because that was a great game. But overall, your thoughts on your state playoff appearance?
Well, you know, again, we started, you know, we said, well, we got Sharpsville, you know, and that we didn't know. I still don't know a lot about them, you know, but we said, well, they're, you know, a long ways away. But the only thing that we do know is that regardless of who we were going to play, if they made it to the state tournament, you know, if they made it to the 16 finalists, they're a team that has to be reckoned with.
Yes.
You know, they're going to have pitching, and they're going to have, you know, 2, 3, 4 girls can hit, and, you know, some girls could do some other things, and maybe, you know, a really good shortstop or a really good center fielder or something. So, We tried to find out a little bit, but we take a lot of our approach to most of these games is we're going to worry about what we do. I mean, that's, you know, we can't worry about what they do. So we just tried to get ourselves in as good a position as we could to, you know, try to win the game, take whatever comes, and for the most part, we enjoyed our state run. We played some, you know, really good teams. We knew that Chestnut Ridge team. We lost to them in the districts last year up at Chestnut Ridge. And Union City, again, was a team knew nothing about. That girl did a really nice job. You know, we got some timely hits against them that we didn't get against the, you know, some of the teams that we were looking for. But yeah, so that, you know, the initial state run, you know, went pretty well.
Now let's talk about that state championship game. First time in school history that the team got there, and it was a classic, as I mentioned, against Line Mountain, a pitcher's duel between Maddie Griffin and Kaya Matter. There were 34 total strikeouts in the game. Amazing. And unfortunately, you guys lost on a walk-off double in the bottom of the ninth inning and lost the game 1-0. So talk about the game and just the whole experience up at Penn State.
You know, the experience up at Penn State is really beyond belief almost. I mean, you're moving into the high rent district up there. You know, we've been in nice places. Slippery Rock had a nice place. Morris High School has a very nice place. But boy, when you pull into State College, when you know you've moved up, you know, up into the high rent district there, you know, and I had told the girls, you know, I said, we were fortunate enough that we played, you know, Ligonier Valley got to play there 3 or 4 times before in District 6 finals. They had their finals there. And so we knew, now none of the girls that are on the team there were in any of those games, but we knew, you know, what it was like. And so we were able to just buffer them a little bit to say, you know, hey, we're going to pull in there and, you know, a liaison from State College is going to come on the bus and take you to the bathroom and get you whatever you need. And then we're going to go to the warm-up area and they're going to keep you on schedule. And, you know, and I said, then when you walk into the field itself, you know, you enter, you know, we entered into the bullpen, the left field corner, and it's just, you know, manicured to perfection. And, you know, some of the girls said, is that turf? I said, no, it's grass. It looks like turf, but it's grass. And then the topper of all toppers, you know, is when you go in a dugout and there's a bathroom in the dugout. That you know you've made it, Dan.
Yes,
you know?
Definitely.
So, right. And so the experience at Penn State was great. I think half the time a Ligonier was up there. I mean, we were just followed very well by the town people and all that. And Lion Mountain had a nice crowd there. So, you know, it was really a state championship experience and a feel to it. And the game, the game left no doubt either. You know, I mean, both pitchers were doing well. We talked afterwards. You know, we said whoever could string together two hits and score a run is probably going to win this thing, you know. And, you know, we had a couple opportunities before that, as they did, you know, and nobody come through until – you know, they did in the ninth inning. That, you know, that girl did a nice job. She put a nice swing on a good pitch, and you know, they happened to have a girl on there. And the field was deep. You know, I mean, the field was deep, and it got to the fence. And I think if we could have cut it off, we might have had a chance to, you know, maybe have a play at the girl to play. But regardless, you know, I mean, that's just the way it went. You know, the number of strikeouts. Both girls were tough. Both girls played excellent defense. There were some balls hit that looked like they were going to fall in, and outfielders made nice catches on them. We laid down some nice bunts. I thought we were going to beat out, and they made nice plays on them. So, it was a really unique experience. It really was, and you know, going in there, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, but it was a great experience for us.
Yeah, and a great season for sure. We are talking with Ligonier Valley Rams softball coach Mark Zimmerman on DeStefano's Den on 98.7 and 107.5 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, thisisgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. Okay, coach, let's talk about some of your players, and we have to start with pitcher Maddie Griffin, junior, a first-year starter, and what an amazing season for her. 19-3 record, 316 strikeouts. She allowed only 8 earned runs, had 11 no-hitters, and 4 perfect games. I mean, amazing. So talk about Maddie, and how did she do what she did this year?
You know, Maddie come along, you know, as a freshman, and you know, Eugene Garver, Janie Garver was there, and you know, we were really high on Janie, and you know, here comes this new girl, and you know, she said she pitched. We watched her pitch a little bit, and as you know, as the spring progressed, you know, from indoors to outdoors, and you know, and got to some scrimmages, she got the pitch. You know, we started to realize that, hey, this girl's starting to push Janie pretty hard. You know, I mean, this girl's going to work out okay. And so, and she got to pitch some games her freshman year. You know, she shut out Pine Richland down at Pine Richland. So, you know, we were really, really high in Maddie. We weren't totally sure yet what we had. We just knew we had a girl that was, you know, that was really, you know, really a tough pitcher. She had good stuff. She was, she's a very, very hard worker. She's got a great work ethic. And so we were really, you know, looking forward to the next year, sophomore year, which is the year that got wiped out. So, you know, Eugene graduates. She didn't get to pitch her senior year. You know, Maddie didn't get to contribute anymore. So we get to, you know, we're getting out of her, you know, to her junior year. And, you know, early on, I mean, even before we played anybody, scrimmaged anybody, you know, we liked the way she was throwing. I mean, she throws a lot, and, you know, she goes to instruction and works with her travel team. And so we were really pleased with her. We thought, well, hey, I think this girl's going to, you know, hold us in most of the games. And, you know, lo and behold, you know, yet she more than did that, you know. But as a pitcher, as a batter, as a field leader, she's just, you know, she's really, really hard to beat. We're really glad to have her. And, you know, we're looking forward to the fact that she's coming back next year.
Yes, off to a good start next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, so that, you know, I don't know how well she's going to do next year, but I don't think she's going to drop off any, I can tell you that.
Yeah, amazing story with her this year. Now, talk a little bit about next year. I know, I think you said you lose 5 seniors, so talk about maybe your seniors and then a look ahead to next year.
Yeah, the girls we're losing, we're losing Kaylee Johnston, call her P-Wash. She's played first base for us, pitched a little bit. You know, she was a very, very solid player for us, made some all-section teams and that. And then the two Bellas, Bella Vargulish and Bella Schultz. Bella Schultz played second base, and Bella Vargulish played right field. And Schultz played second base. I called her Caroli because of Bella Caroli, the, you know, the gymnastics coach. But Schultz, you know, Schultz, the second base in softball is, you know, there's a lot of responsibilities, and she handled it very, very well. And she's not big in stature, but she's big in heart and plays very, very well. The Var Ghoulish girl, I call her Pole, she played right field for us, and she just caught everything that was hit out that way. And not only that, but she come up with some really big, her and the Johnston girl both come up with some really big RBIs for us, you know, and you look at somebody's RBIs, you say, well, they had 24 RBIs. Well, if they were driving in runs where you're already winning, you know, 8-0, it's not as big a deal as if you're losing 1-0, and then you drove in two and put you ahead. And that's what Var Ghoulish did for us. When we needed a hit, you know, when she's coming out of the four hole, when we needed a hit, we needed a girl to do it, Pole really come through for us and did a great job there. Eden Krause is a senior, graduating. She did catching for us this year. She was another one that just, you know, did what she had to do. She threw out a lot of girls stealing. She has a, you know, a submarine sidearm motion, which I think a lot of girls thought they could run on. But she gets rid of the ball quick and throws from her knees. So, you know, that worked out very well for us. And the other senior is Jordan Hofecker. She played third base for us. I'm sure she always remember the Statue of Liberty catch she made up at State College. A button got over her head, and she just stuck her hand back there behind her, and it went right in her bare hand. So she just stood there for a minute. I think not sure if she was sure that was legal or not, but it worked, you know. And so, you know, those are the girls, you know, that are leaving, and you know, some of the things they did for us. And of course, Maddie's coming back.
Yes.
And then the boy, Haley Boyd, will be our shortstop. She's our shortstop. She was going to be our shortstop probably as a freshman, but, you know, that season got cut short. But coming back this year, she didn't miss a beat. If we have a power hitter, it's her. She really hits the ball well, and she can bunt and run and all that jazz. The Wallace girl that played center field for us, Pony Wallace, she does everything that we've asked out of a center fielder. Now, we've had some good ones, and she certainly fits that mold. And, you know, she's got a couple more years to go, so we're happy there. The Piper girl played she was a freshman girl that played, you know, every game for us this year. She played in left field. She may move into the infield. You know, we'll just have to see, you know, how that shakes out. The other freshman, the bar girl, she didn't get to play as much, but she developed a lot through, you know, the year and practicing with the girls. So we're looking forward to bar coming back. Peyton LaValle and Kendall Domrod are two girls that are sophomores and a junior. And they, you know, they were two girls that were just, you know, they could have been on the field very easily, but there were just girls there that did a little bit better job than they did. But we're looking forward to them two coming back. I know Peyton's playing a lot of travel ball and, you know, trying to put in a lot of time to get herself, you know, moved up on a ladder. The Dowden girl, Nev Dowden, is, you know, we like Nev. I mean, Nev's a nice player. Another girl that was just a victim of, you know, just a numbers game. You know, there's only 9 spots out there.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it goes. And Zoe Plummer was another young freshman girl that rode along the varsity team. So we're happy with, you know, we're happy with where we're at. We're happy with the girls that are coming back. You know, and if we can get, you know, we got Maddie in a circle and Boyd at shortstop and Wallace in center field. And if Pipe comes in to second base, and, you know, if we can shore up the center of the field, then, you know, we'll find the outside girls. We'll find the corner girls. The bar did a lot of work in the outfield. She may take either the right or left field spot, but and LaValle's been working out a lot at first base. So we're looking forward to the future. You know, I mean, we got, and then there's some nice, you know, eighth graders down there that we're going to, you know, try to bring in, and who knows, maybe, you know, maybe one of them will step up and play a little bit for us.
Yeah, and also you already have your first year in the WPIL under your belt, so now you know a little bit more of what to expect with the competition and the teams you're going to play.
You know, we do. I mean, like I said, we really like our section. We like the teams that's in our section. I mean, I think there's, you know, there's very good competition there. Most of them had good pitching. Some of that pitching's coming back, you know, next year. Some of the girls, you know, some of the girls are graduating. That shortstop from Apollo, I think, was graduating. She, you know, she was a solid player, but there was just a lot of good girls we got to see along the way this year. And we're looking forward to the challenge, and we're going to keep our exhibition schedule strong, and you know, we're just going to keep trying to prepare for another, you know, long run next year.
Is there any pressure on the team? I mean, they made it so far this year. I'm sure obviously they want to win these titles.
They do. They know, you know, they you know, you don't have to tell them where they're at. You know, they know exactly where they were. But a lot of them, you know, a lot of them have said, you know, that, well, we just got to go back and get ourselves regrouped and, you know, make another run for it next year. So I think their heads are in the right place. You know, I mean, I think they know that, you know, and, you know, we've talked about it for years. I mean, we really have talked about getting to the state tournament for years. And we always said it as one of our goals. And then when we start over the next year, we say, you know, well, we fell short because, you know, we didn't win the state championship, you know, but we're getting closer. You know, I mean, now we can tell them, you know, we played in the state title games, and now all we're going to do is win it, you know. So they know, you know, when we start out every year, we set the expectations high, and we kind of start from day one just to, you know, to try to fill those out.
Yeah, and that's what you have to do, and you know, and it seems like you have a pretty solid group coming back, and you talked about some of the younger players that are going to now get their chance to get into the lineup that didn't have a chance this year. So it seems like you guys are in pretty good shape as you enter next year.
Yeah, we think so. You know, I mean, we're going to do our best to, you know, round out you know, the best team we can, and, you know, go out there, and we're anxious to get started, see where they fall.
Yep, that's all you can do, and I guess the girls are going to be working hard in the off season, obviously, because that's a key in all this as well.
It is, you know. I mean, the travel ball, the amount of lessons that some of these girls take, we play in some winter leagues and stuff. You know, all that stuff helps. I mean, it does. The more and more they play, you know, and more you can get around different girls, you know, because everybody brings something different, you know.
Yeah.
Different windup, different pitch, different this, different that. The more you can, you know, soak in and absorb, you know, when you see another girl that reminds you of that, you say, oh, yeah, I've seen that before.
Yeah,
yeah, I've done that before. But so, yeah, so that helps. And it is. I mean, there's a lot of softball being played out there. And you can see that in the teams that you know, I know that Maddie would say, oh, this girl plays for them, or this girl plays for them. And, you know, another girl say, oh, yeah, this girl played, you know, I played against her here. So there is. There's a lot of softball being played, you know, at a pretty high level. And that's what makes it fun.
Definitely. Well, Coach, thank you again for the time. Congratulations on a great season and continued success in the future.
Well, thank you. And, well, listen, we certainly, you know, enjoy the opportunity to, you know, to be here and, you know, talk about our girls, talk about our team, because it was it was a special year. It was a special time.
Yes, it was. Pleasure to speak with you. And that was Ligonier Valley softball coach Mark Zimmerman. That does it for DeStefano's Den this Saturday morning. You can like DeStefano's Den on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at SportsGuy1480. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday here on Westmoreland Saturday Morning.